Good evening. I hope everyone is safe and well. We all know that a prerequisite for Kabbalas HaTorah was Achdus, was unity. After all, the Torah tells us, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, the Klal Yisrael encamped opposite the mountain. Rashi comes and asks the obvious question, if Klal Yisrael is plural, there are many people in Klal Yisrael, then why is it that the Pasuk uses the singular tense of Vayichan? Perhaps the Torah should really use the word Vayachanu, Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Rashi comes and tells us it was because they were one, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. They were one man, one heart. They were unified in body and spirit. And because they were unified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah. Though I want to suggest an additional prerequisite to Kabbalas HaTorah, in addition to Achdus, in addition to being unified, Klal Yisrael had to be in a state of Simcha. They had to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were willing to accept, maintain, and accomplish, and do, and perform, and study the Torah b'Simcha as well. Because the Torah tells us, Vayisu me'Refidim, that they left from Refidim. Vayavo Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai. And Rashi comes and tells us that there's a juxtaposition of ideas, there's a connection between Refidim and Midbar Sinai. I want to suggest the connection is from the word Refidim, that Klal Yisrael was punished. Klal Yisrael was punished and had to endure Milchemes HaMalek because they were acting as a tinok sheborach mibeis ha-sefer. They were acting as children who were running away from the schoolyard. They were acting as people who were rufo yedeya min ha-Torah. They were lax and they were weak. They weren't excited. They weren't interested. Comes along the Torah and tells us, Vayisu me'Refidim. They ran away from that. They knew that in order to have a meaningful Kabbalas HaTorah, it had to be in a state of Simcha. Understanding that there's nothing more profound and great than being able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Vayisu me'Refidim, they abandoned that way of life. They abandoned the mindset of this again. Do I really have to go to school? Do I really need to learn? They ran away. They accepted a new outlook, a new hashkafa. They knew that in order to accept the Torah, it had to be a Torah b'simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given the greatest matana. It was the matana of the Torah. When Klal Yisrael understood and realized that this was a present like no other, it was gratifying, it was fulfilling, and ultimately they came to appreciate that the Torah has to be b'simcha. Vayisu me'Refidim. They ran away from Refidim. They ran away from that mindset. They ran away from that hashkafa. And they internalized the value of learning Torah b'simcha.